This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, August 26th. Okay, this is kind of the quiet before the storm because NVIDIA's earnings on Wednesday after the close are going to be the big news. And of course, I'm expecting spectacular results from NVIDIA. Their sales are going to be up over 50%. Earnings are going to be, well, up over 40%. And the main thing is, it's the guidance with NVIDIA. Always is. The other thing is, they write so many call options on NVIDIA. Sometimes the market makers and things that write all these options don't want the stock to go up a lot. Because if it goes up, then they got to fulfill the options. When you write a call option, you're collecting a premium. So you're essentially just pocketing money. And so we'll see if the option writing holds NVIDIA back. But don't worry about it. The main thing is to have good results, continue to guide higher. NVIDIA is amazing. It's now 3.6% of global GDP. Market cap is bigger than the entire stock market in Britain, France, and Germany individually. So it's just amazing. So I like to say, instead of a Magnificent Seven, I think we should just call it the Magnificent One. Okay. Obviously, there's some news items underway today. Fact that President Trump on Truth Social yesterday said he's firing Fed member Lisa Cook, effective immediately, for making a false statement on her mortgage application. This is obviously going to be a court challenge. The lawyer that defended Hunter Biden is taking up the case, and obviously they'll try to get an injunction. But this is futile, you know. this is also what the Trump administration is doing to torment Adam Schiff, who obviously wasn't very nice to President Trump. And but when you're a member of the Federal Reserve Board, you really shouldn't lie on your mortgage applications. And of course, Lisa Cook's very defiant, saying they have no evidence, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, it's a mess, okay? But the bottom line is, the reason President Trump's doing this is he wants to have more rate cuts beyond September 17th. And he wants to sack the board in his favor. And the Fed has already announced, Jerome Powell announced last week, that they're a full 1%, 100 basis points above the neutral rate. So President Trump would like to have at least four rate cuts. Obviously, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent thinks they should have six. That's what he said on Bloomberg. So we'll see. See what we get. But that's what's going on. So that is not affecting the market. That's just a sideshow that you should not get distracted by. We did have a durable goods report today. And it did show that durable good orders plunged 2.8% in July, which doesn't sound good. But economists were expecting a 3.8% drop. And the real reason durable good orders plunged is that transportation orders declined 9.7% due to a 32.7% drop in commercial aircraft orders. So Boeing had a weak order book, so did Caterpillar and some other companies. Anyway, you back out transportation, and durable good orders were up 1.1%. Economists were expecting them to be up 0.2%. So that was a big surprise and a green shoot. And so that's a very pleasant report. And then there's a fascinating article in the Wall Street Journal today about how, I'll just give you the name of the article. It says, quote unquote, "There is now clear evidence that AI is wrecking young Americans' job prospects." So the Wall Street Journal was talking about three Stanford professors wrote a paper talking about how AI is hurting the hiring of computer science graduates. Stanford cranks out a lot of computer science graduates. I think half the university is computer science. So they're now having a problem finding jobs. So this is interesting twist. As you may know, a lot of the big tech companies that are implementing AI are increasing their layoffs. So, find that fascinating. But that's all part of the productivity miracle, okay? And productivity is going to be key to boosting earnings growth. So let's just take a step back. This earnings announcement season is phenomenal. The average stock in S&P's earnings are up 10.6%. Ours are up over 58%. The average earnings surprise is 8.8%. That's the highest recorded, according to Ed Yardini, in the 39 years he's been doing this. My average earnings surprise is 22.4%, so around about 150% higher than the market's earnings surprises. So I like what's happening. Obviously, NVIDIA is the grand finale, and Costco will be an encore. But then earnings season will then essentially wind down. So that will be the big news this week. The other thing is we tend to rally going into holiday weekends. So don't be surprised by that, but volume gets increasingly light. And then after Labor Day weekend, we might have some profit taking because volume will be light. First half of September seasonally weak, probably because everybody's gathering up money to make their estimated tax payments on September 15th. Then on Wednesday, September 17th, we should have the Fed rate cut, a new dot plot, and hopefully that'll get the market excited. And the second half of September is better than the first half. And then we get into October, same thing. Second half is better than the first half, but we'll have a new Russell realignment. They normally realign in June, which they did, but now we have a biannual realignment. So that's kind of exciting. And that'll help the small cap stocks, just like it did in June when the last realignment happened. And small caps, of course, are more domestic. And things are better in America than they are elsewhere in the world. So there is an increasing demand for small and mid-cap stocks right now. So I'm expecting a nice year-end rally. I think any dip is a buying opportunity. Although you'll start getting that dip next week, and it'll probably continue to mid-September, but then we'll get the good news from the Fed, and we'll be up and away again. So with that said, hang on, everybody. I know some of you don't like the roller coaster that the market's on, but I try to paint a picture of the path you're on, the road you're on. So I do think things are going to get a lot better here pretty darn quick. And, of course, we'll go into earnings out season locked and loaded as always. And with that said, enjoy the week, everybody. I'll probably talk to you on Thursday after the NVIDIA's announcement. Take care. Bye-bye.